USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Authorities in Texas are still searching for a motive in Saturday's mass shooting at a shopping mall near Dallas. Eight people were killed, seven others were wounded before the gunman clad in body armor was shot and killed by police.
See a lot of people running, and we are wondering, like, what's happening?
You see this in movies, you see this, like, on TV and stuff, but this is real life.
Authorities didn't release the name of the 33-year-old gunman who was shot and killed by police. He's described as a Hispanic male. Investigators believe he acted alone. Two members of the House Intelligence Committee say Israel and other Middle East countries want the U.S. to have a stronger role in security in the region.
There are serious threats in the area, and the United States should be playing a role.
Appearing together on CNN's State of the Union, Republican Committee Chair Mike Turner of Ohio, top-ranking Democrat Jim Himes of Connecticut said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's greatest concern is Iran's push to build a nuclear weapon. A Republican senator says he isn't ready to endorse anyone for president at this time.
Several folks that are unannounced that may announce in the next couple of months, and then the first debates for Republicans will be in August.
James Lankford of Oklahoma said on ABC's This Week he didn't endorse anyone in 2016. It's possible he won't endorse anyone in 2024. Lankford sidestepped a question on whether he would be comfortable with former President Trump again being the GOP nominee. The MTV Movie and TV Awards won't be airing live tonight. Instead, the show is being scaled back to a pre-taped format after host Drew Barrymore pulled out in solidarity with striking members of the Writers Guild of America. The WGA walked off the job May 2nd after talks broke down with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. The strike is impacting many film and TV productions in Hollywood and beyond. It's the first writer's strike since 2007. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money, you'll save. You can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Saturday was a day of celebration in the streets of London as King Charles III was officially crowned and Queen Camilla before a crowd of thousands of guests from across the world. Shouts of God Save the King rang out and trumpets sounded after the crown was placed on Charles's head. The coronation comes nearly 8 months after the death of Queen Elizabeth II. At least eight of the 16 fake electorals in Georgia are receiving immunity deals. Here's Scott Carr with more.
The electors have planned to declare Donald Trump the winner of the 2020 presidential election in Georgia despite his loss. Prosecutors have reached a deal with eight of them, promising they won't face any charges if they agree to testify about Trump and his allies' attempts to overturn the actual election results. Whether a grand jury will decide to indict Trump or his allies in the scheme is still unknown. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis says possible criminal indictments could come between July and September.
Three officials in Rockland County, New York, are declaring a state of emergency over migrants. The decision came Saturday, one day after Mayor Eric Adams said he plans to send up to 300 migrants to two hotels in the Hudson Valley. Orange Town Supervisor Teresa Kenny asked point blank, are they doing background checks? Do they have criminal records? She said, I was told they didn't know. The Powerball jackpot continues to grow. No one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot is worth $97 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.